MSRN News.
I'm John Scott. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says tonight's presidential primary debate comes at a critical time in the election cycle.
I think this is going to be one of the most pivotal debates. We are really excited, but this is a moment that we have to meet as a party.
Tonight's debate at 8 p.m. Eastern from Miami can be seen on NBC or heard on the Salem Radio Network. House Republicans will issue subpoenas to members of President Biden's family. It's their most aggressive step yet in an impeachment inquiry opposed by Democrats that's testing the reach of congressional oversight powers. The move by House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer to subpoena the Democrat president's son Hunter and his brother James comes as Republicans look to gain ground in their nearly year-long investigation. The subpoenas expected this afternoon. Also at SRNNews.com, state Democrats who are aiming to stop the Republican momentum in Virginia have apparently gotten their wish. Democrats won narrow control of both houses of the Virginia legislature during yesterday's election. Reporter Anne Marie Morgan has more.
Heading into Election Day, Republicans held a two-vote majority in the House of Delegates. Unofficial results showed Democrats taking 51 of 100 seats, with Republicans winning 49 by early this morning. Democrats had 22 of 40 seats in the Virginia Senate, but may have lost one, while the GOP appears to have won 19 seats. However, some races were decided by such close margins that recounts could alter the outcome. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Complaints about air travel are soaring. U.S. Transportation Department reporting consumer complaints about airlines nearly double from this time last year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 79 points, but the Nasdaq is up 4. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The gay games and athletic competition exclusively for homosexuals is underway in Hong Kong. This despite opposition from city lawmakers. Conservative councilmen are warning Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee to beware of bad ideologies and acts of soft resistance. They argue the gay games advocate for legalizing same-sex marriage. This is the first time the event has been held in Asia. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate, 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
Georgia's state taxes on gasoline and diesel will be suspended until lawmakers return for a special session on November 29th. Georgia can afford to forego its taxes on gas and diesel because it has a multi-billion dollar surplus. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.